The employment picture was hazy last month as private sector job growth was quite weak and only gained 83,000 jobs, but the unemployment rate improved to 9.5%. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on June 2010 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate that declined 0.2% to 9.5% in June. Although the unemployment rate was the result of 350,000 fewer unemployed persons, the labor force contracted by 652,000 and there were 301,000 fewer employed people, while those not in the workforce grew by 842,000. In plain English, a smaller labor force with fewer of them working, but fewer of them not working as well. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported a gain of only 83,000 private sector jobs in June after adding only 33,000 in May, but 241,000 in April. The goods-producing sector contracted by 8,000 jobs in June after adding 13,000 in May and adding 67,000 in April. But manufacturing continued to produce more jobs, although it added only 9,000 in June after adding 32,000 in May. The construction sector continued to misplace jobs. It was down 22,000 in June after losing 30,000 in May. And mining and logging added a total of 5,000 jobs in June that included 7,400 new jobs in support activities for mining, which is classified under oil and gas extraction. The private service providing sector, which added a net of only 20,000 jobs in May, added 91,000 jobs in June. The retail trade sector, with a total of about 14.4 million jobs, issued a refund of 6,600 jobs in June after losing almost 11,000 in May. And professional and business services, with almost 17 million jobs, was up 46,000. Education and health services continued to add jobs, 22,000 new ones in June. Educational services, which is highly seasonal, added 5,100 jobs, while healthcare and social assistance added 16,800 new jobs in most major subsectors, although there were some losses in physicians' offices and at hospitals. The party in the leisure and hospitality sector picked up in June with 6,300 new jobs in accommodations and food services and 30,000 more jobs in arts, entertainment, and recreation. The number of government jobs took a dive in June with the federal government eliminating a total of 198,000 jobs. But since this includes dismissing 225,000 federal temporary Census 2010 workers, federal employment actually grew. But local governments cut 8,000 jobs and state government cut 2,000. And now on to temporary help services. Temporary help services continued recovering in June, albeit at a slower rate than it has recently been experiencing. In June, it had 2,103,300 jobs, which was up 20,500 jobs, or just under 1% sequentially, but up 19.6% from June 2009. The temporary help services sector has added 379,000 jobs, or has grown 22% since it started to add jobs more than 6 months ago, but is still down close to 550,000 jobs from its December 2006 peak. And temporary help services market share also continued to recover. In June, temporary help service jobs were 1.6% of all jobs. It was less than 1.4% a year earlier. In May, the employment economy gained 431,000 jobs from the previous month, but was at a level that was 5.4% lower than its peak in December 2007. But take out the 411,000 temporary jobs added by the government last month to conduct the 2010 census, and May's private sector job gain was a weak 41,000. And although the unemployment rate appears to have improved to 9.7% in May, this improvement is also likely, or at least partially, a result of the 400,000-plus temporary census workers added last month. The employment economy is not recovering as fast as most people would like and can be best characterized as stable but weak. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.